Jeppo, what was your view of that game?
Started off great, didn't we? Great goal. Mosey slipped him in and they finished really well. And for the next 10 minutes, panic stations a little bit, Rhoda's luck. But if you let runners keep coming through and you keep giving the ball away, then eventually people are going to score, and that's what we did today up until half time. We kept giving it back. Felt sorry for two centre halves and a goalkeeper at times, because you know we had more time than we thought. And like I say, if you play midfield, you have to keep the ball. Obviously, I played there; it's frustrating watching. We keep giving cheap turnovers back to them, and but second half, obviously a few words at half time, and needed more from certain players, and I think we was the better team. And we again, but we've said that for the last 3 weeks, can't keep saying it. Obviously, I'm the manager; I take responsibility. But yeah, we had a chance with a penalty, which, in my opinion, I asked the ref after, and he gave me his verdict, and I respected that. But it's a penalty, Robin. It's a blatant penalty. They stopped, and that's where we're at the minute with our luck.
They do look a decent side, but it's like Tom's got them set up to play on this surface.
Yeah,
they do look a decent side, Jeff.
One thing,
especially down the right.
Yeah, I mean, you know, in terms of this surface and the way they play, he's obviously got them well drilled. He's been here a number of years, got some good players. But they keep the ball. They keep the ball, and if, you know, we kept it as much, you know, they was on the ropes at times today, and if we'd have had, you know, a little bit more luck, which we're dying out for. But, yeah, they are a good side. But, Robin, there's a games where, you know, we should at least get a point today. We haven't, obviously. It's not sour grapes. But if we played like we played second half and passed the ball better, then we don't lose today. But like I've said to the boys in there, it's easy wanting to get on the ball when you lose him. You know, I need people to want to get on the ball from minute one. You know, we're not at the moat. You know, we try and play. We give the licence to play, get it down. In the warm-up, we was popping it about. It looks great, but it's unrealistic. It's not real in the warm-up. You know, when it's out there and the ref blows his whistle, people to stamp their authority on the game and dominate the midfield and dominate their opponent. But, yeah, say the same things, mate, don't I?
Next week, we've got Hucknall away. Another toughie, although there's no easy games in this league, is there?
No, definitely not. I think they got a point today. I know they manage really well, and what sort of style they'll play, which, you know, it's obviously working for them, and they've bought into it. If you have a look at the bench, excluding maybe Jensen, you know, we're very young. So, you know, I think, you know, it might be an opportunity to bring some experience in. To all these boys, especially in the bench, and yeah, it'll be another tough battle. But we've got 10 games to go, and you know, do we want, like I said to the boys, do we want to get 2-3 games a season, scrapping for his life? No, you know, we have to stand up now, and get out of the trouble we're in. And again, it's been like it all season, and again, you know, we're running out of time to get out of danger. And we have to be prepared to fight and be brave. And when I say brave, get on the ball, keep the ball, you know, like we do when we're chasing a game. And yeah, really frustrating, mate.
Right, look forward to next week.
Yeah, in terms of also like the supporters that came today, you know, got behind us, and you know, we're doing everything we can, and we really respect you coming, paying your money, supporting the boys. Dig in for us. Thank you.